it. From start position, you move down past the camera shop to the bottom left corner.
Alright, the camera shop's directly below the start position.
Yes, yeah. You move down to past the left-hand side of the camera shop.
Alright.
And have you got a parked van marked there beneath the camera shop?
No. No. It's just allotments to the right.
You move slightly below. Well, approximately 3 inches below the camera shop, you make an arc and then move up and around the left-hand side of the allotments.
And where do I stop?
Stop just at the top right corner of the allotments, just above that little shed.
Right.
Then you move at an angle sloping slightly upwards to approximately a third of the way across the page from the right, and stop.
Right. So what is this? There's a flight museum here, and it's
not marked on my map.
Right. It's on the same level as the start position, basically.
Slightly below, approximately on level with the top of the camera shop.
Right, so we make an angle and it's a straight line.
A straight line, yes.
Right, from there to just above the camera shop.
Yeah, approximately two-thirds away from the right-hand side of the page.
From the right-hand side of
the
page?
No, sorry, one-third away from the right-hand side of the page.
Right, that's just below the flight museum. Okay.
Well, have you got a yacht club marked bottom right corner?
Yes,
Well, it's just slightly to the left of the yacht club, on a level with the camera shop roof.
Okay, and where do we go after that?
You turn straight up the page and make a straight line which curves over and around the top of the disused monastery. Have you got that marked?
What, on top of the monastery?
Above the monastery.
And right, okay. That's
to
okay.
The left, up to the right, and then curves over to the left.
Right, so we're going from like above the allotments to just above the yacht club. Not just above, but about
approximately 3 inches, 3-4 inches, yeah.
And then from there, going to disused monastery.
Yes.
Right.
Curving around the top of the disused monastery.
Yeah. Right. So we'll curve around the disused monastery then.
And stop on the level with the base of it. Then the curve reverses itself, and goes approximately like it was before, and then goes vertically up the side of the Alpine Garden.
Right, could you just say that again?
Right, from the disused monastery, the left-hand side of the disused monastery, the curve makes a dip rather than a rise, a trough,
right,
and stops level with the left-hand side of the Alpine Garden.
Right, so it's a curve pointing upwards to get to the disused monastery?
No, a curve point going down the way.
That's what I mean. I mean, the apex of the curve is higher than the two base points, basically.
Yes.
Right. And then reverse the concavity of the thing to come round to the Alpine Garden.
Yeah, you stop on a level with the disused monastery, slightly to the left of the Alpine Garden.
Right.
Then you go up vertically till just above the Alpine Garden. Then you go right to the end of the Alpine Garden. Then vertically again to the top of the youth hostel.
There is no youth hostel.
Then about 3 inches.
Where was the youth hostel?
The youth hostel was upwards and to the right of the Alpine Garden. If you go up from 4 inches from where you stopped at the Alpine Garden, right, vertically.
Right, I think I know what it is, right. Where would I be going after that?
After where?
After this youth hostel.
After the youth hostel, you'd be going an inch to your right and then a diagonal line sloping approximately 135 degrees from vertical.
Right. Can you give me a name of an object I'll be going to?
The telephone box.
Right, okay. Right. So I go up just below, just to below the parked van. Have you got a parked van?
No, you go to about 2 inches below the parked van.
Right. Right. And then from there,
you go 2 inches right from that.
Right.
And then a straight line diagonally till underneath the telephone box.
Alright. Underneath the telephone box?
Yes. Right. Not directly underneath it. You're going to have to draw a straight line adding on to that passes underneath the telephone box.
Right.
And then there's a straight line going under the telephone box.
Right.
And a vertical line going up the right-hand side of the telephone box.
And where does it go to?
It stops about level with the top of the telephone box. Then there's a sort of exponential curve that goes up to your right from that point, and it starts to become vertical to the left of the telephone box, on a line left of the telephone box.
And where's it going to? Is it going to a level crossing?
It's going, not marked on my map, it's going to the right, to the left of the thatched mud hut.
I don't have a thatched mud hut.
No.
Wait, have you got an East Lake?
Yes, it stops approximately on a line through the middle of the East Lake.
Right. Well, I've got a level crossing just below the East Lake.
That'll probably mean go through that then.
Through the level crossing. What are we meant to avoid obstacles?
Avoid them?
Yeah.
Right.
I need to go. Where is it going? Is it going to a parked van or someplace?
No. It's going to the right of the parked van underneath the left, the very left hand point of the East Lake.
Right. So it's between.
It's on a level with the picket fence. Have you got that top left corner?
Yeah, I've got that.
The finish point is on a level with that underneath the most left point of the East Lake.
Right. I'll go round it, the level crossing. Okay.
Right.
Is that a straight line or a curve?
It curves. If the telephone box is there, it curves up and then goes like that.
Right.
That's from my point of view.
And that's from the right-hand side of the telephone box?
From the right-hand side of the telephone box, it goes to the left-hand point.
Right, well, I can't do an exponential, so...
That's the path mark there.
Let's see what we can do. Right.
Is that you at the finish point?
I'm just at the left-hand bottom corner of the East Lake.
The left-hand bottom corner. You go just about an inch to your left.
Right.
And that's the finish point. On a level with the picket fence.
On a level with the picket fence.